If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Dean Richards is on assignment. Cindy Perlman with us from Las Vegas. And are they done now with the cast changes on Saturday Night Live, Cindy?
Good morning, Bob. Live from New York, it's an actual cast for the 51st season of SNL, debuting October 4th. And the good news yesterday came that a lot of our favorites are back. Colin Jost, Michael Che, Ego Nwadom, Chloe Fineman, Mikey Day, Kenan Thompson, and Bowen Yang. And for Kenan, his 22nd year. Can you believe that, Bob?
Yeah, that's unbelievable. He's one of my favorites.
Me too. One of my favorites was when they used to do What's Up With That. Remember that one?
Yeah, that was a good one. So October is the premiere?
October 4th is the premiere. We're going to lose a few people, though. Heidi Gardner, Devin Walker, gone. Michael Longfellow. And rumors are that June Squibb, who's now 95 and has a fall movie, she's sort of in the mix to possibly host. They actually asked fans, who would you love to host? A lot of people wrote in, interestingly enough, Liam Neeson and his girlfriend Pamela Anderson, which is a real thing, still going strong. No word if that's happening. And SNL any day now should announce the first few hosts.
Last night on Monday Night Football, they played to the Ferris Bueller love we have for Ferris here in Chicago. And there's some Bueller news this morning, isn't there?
You could say Bueller again, because the team of Matthew Broderick and Alan Ruck, of course, Ferris and Cameron, they're back together. They spent the entire summer filming a buddy comedy for the big screen called The Best Is Yet to Come, their first project together since the 1986 classic filmed in the Chicago suburbs. The new one's a remake of a 2019 French comedy by the same name, directed by John Turteltaub, who coincidentally directed While You Were Sleeping in Chicago. The plot for Matthew and Alan, they're two longtime friends. They have some misunderstanding, and one thinks the other's dying, so they go on one of those bucket list trips. And funny thing as well, filming in Vancouver this summer, you might have seen there was little pictures of Matthew and Alan together at a baseball game in Vancouver, and they did lead the crowd in a sing-along of Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Of course they did. St. Elmo's Fire celebrating its 40th anniversary. Here, we'll get you in the mood right now. And it's coming back, isn't it?
It's coming back to the big screen for the 40th anniversary of St. Elmo's Fire, if you can believe those numbers, but they are true. Back for 1 week limited engagement, first week of October. You know, once again, Rob Lowe, Demi Moore, Emilio Estevez, Ali Sheedy, Judd Nelson, Andrew McCarthy. Remember, they had just graduated Georgetown University. It's their time right after. Great movie. Funny thing is, it was a huge hit, but back in the day, only made $37.8 million at the box office, and that was considered a hit back then.
Wow. And then we have another anniversary here, the 25th, for Gilmore Girls.
Gilmore Girls, which streams every day on the Hallmark Channel, in case you want your fix of that. But it is a big 25th anniversary for that show. And there's an unauthorized documentary going on. The whole cast isn't in, but some of them are in. And it's going to be called Searching for Stars Hollow, the town that the Gilmores were set in. Lots of interviews with past cast members, behind the scenes, looking at the show's history. They haven't announced the release date yet, but there is some fun other things going on with Gilmore Girls. Did you know there's a Gilmore Guys podcast talking about all their loves? Another funny thing, there's something called Rory Gilmore Syndrome. It's about when you have a gifted kid in real life, and they're super smart, but they're kind of burned out right now after college, and they're calling it Rory Gilmore Syndrome.
The Gilmore effect after 25 years. I am not familiar with this series that was on the CW, that Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, but the actress in there, Rachel Bloom, has got a new project. Tell us about this.
If you haven't seen Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, that's worth a streaming. It's a musical comedy, really fun. She's super talented. Kind of took a few years off after that CW show, but now there's a pilot order at ABC for Rachel Bloom for a show called Do You Want Kids, written with her husband, who's a film and TV writer, Dan Greger. basically, she's the wife who really wants to have a baby. He's the husband who's not really so sure. And in real life, they're married with a child. So it could be some funny stuff.
Talking about funny stuff, I saw this and I thought, no, this can't be right. Prince William being part of a comedy show.
You know, obviously, Eugene Levy has some friends in very high places and in castles, because Prince William's making just a teeny cameo on Eugene Levy's show, The Reluctant Traveler, that travel show he has on Apple TV, which is back September 19th. He does go and follows all type of people around in England in one of the episodes, including runs into Prince William. And Eugene says the show is about his own bucket list before he kicks the bucket. And while he explored Windsor Castle, you know, there's Prince William. And at the end of the trailer, you see William and Eugene strolling down a wooded path in England. And the prince asks, was getting drunk with Prince William on your bucket list? And Eugene Levy said, that is the bucket list. So that comes back in a few weeks on Apple Plus.
You know, I'm reading these books. I'm one of those people. I've become kind of an Anglophile, and I'm reading about the royal family, and everything I read about Prince William's personality, people have nice things to say. This doesn't really surprise me that he's doing this.
It doesn't, because they want to be sort of younger and have a new vision of the palace. So, you know, you can't go wrong with walking around with Eugene Levy for a day. And the only thing better would have been if they had their youngest child, because he's got quite a sense of humor. The little boy, the Prince William's kind of serious, but the youngest son's so cute and funny.
Yeah, the prince has another side to him, definitely. And remember, we had his playlist there for a while, too. 818, and Cindy Perlman will be back tomorrow with more entertainment news. It's sponsored by JeffBuysYourHouse.com. Thanks, Cindy. You have a good one.
Thanks, Bob.